Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice, our Bake Off Review podcast.
It is that podcast.
You recognise that voice? It's Josh. Josh made it back.
It's me. Hi, it's Josh.
Oh, I say made it back. He's still abroad, but I mean he made it back to the podcast.
I made it. I came back for bacon.
Yeah, he flew all the way back to England just to record this.
Just to record. It's going to sound echoey. I'm very sorry. Oh, yeah, that's Alicia, by the way.
I'm always here.
Alicia's always here. She never leaves.
No. So this week's Bake Off is the semi-final.
Semi-final, I know. Isn't it exciting? I feel like we've been on such a journey.
It's been a long one.
It's certainly been a long one.
Josh and I, as we are watching this in separate households, we can't really talk about the cake or not conspiracy because we got different ads and different
turns out the ads that come up every week... different if you're online in different places.
So it's the semi-final, and this week was patisserie week, which is delicate, dainty. I always want to feel like patisserie is pastry stuff, but I don't think it is. I think it's just like delicate baked goods.
The definition of patisserie is it's a shop where pastries and cakes are sold.
Oh.
But it's derived from the French patisserie, meaning pastry, from the Latin pasticum, meaning pastry, from pasta, paste.
So I am correct in just instinctively wanting to think of patisserie as just being pastry.
Because that's pretty much, like, it's fancy pastry.
At its core, it's pastry.
Ultimately.
But this week, surprisingly, bakers weren't doing that much pastry. To start them off for the signature this week, they were making miniature charlottes.
Miniature charlottes. Now, I've never met a charlotte who was big.
Honestly, it was so wild because they said that was the challenge and then just immediately went into it, and none of the judges said what a miniature charlotte was. And Josh and I were like, what the fuck is a miniature charlotte?
And if you Google miniature charlotte, what comes up is a review of this week's Bake Off. And then you search like charlotte baking recipe, you get some websites that are like recipes from charlotte.
Oh, I searched miniature charlotte baked good specifically because I thought otherwise I'm just gonna get like short people named charlotte, which is great, not what I need.
But the first charlotte recipe that comes up happens to be a Mary Berry one.
Oh, of course.
Which
it
is
does.
Like a Yacon sponge all rolled up, and then it's like a trifle, but like a cup version. Like it's like how a trifle is layers. A charlotte is like the sponge goes on the outside and all the stuff goes on the inside.
It seemed to be like a lot of them did like sponge fingersy things around the outside, and then there's a sponge layer at the bottom, and then inside there was various mousses or jellies or ganaches.
It's like a sweet pie where the pastry is played by a Yacon sponge type
thing. Yeah, it's sponge cake. It's not pastry.
Sponge pie.
But they're meant to be like mini and sweet, and a lot of the designs you see have like a bow tied around them, I imagine to hold it together, but also just to look nice.
They did all have a bow tie around them.
No. Abdul ran out of time and gave up on decorating his.
His bows did not go on. Abdul with his tiramisu mini charlottes, which seemed to be quite delicious.
Yeah, what I will say is when he said he was doing it, you know, Prue complimented him on picking something simple, which, you know, I do say it's better to do something simple really well than try something that you can't do. But what I will say is when everyone does well, I do think you need to lose points for lack of creativity.
Yes, I agree. I'm inclined to agree. But it seemed as though, he really nailed it with the flavours.
Yeah, but his presentation, they said they looked messy. Like he had dumped a load of what looked like some kind of cocoa powder or...
It was probably cocoa powder because it was tiramisu.
Yeah, just dumped a load of cocoa powder on top. He'd like stuck some kind of messy chocolate disc things on the top, which he seems to like doing. There was no ribbon, there was no nothing.
He does love a chocolate disc, doesn't he?
Yeah, it was just a bit like they were messy, but the judges did enjoy the flavours. So live and let live.
Live and let live.
Whereas Sandro was making some kind of banoffee.
Sandro made caramel nutty mini charlottes. It was like a normal Yacond, I think, and then a banana banana cake.
But he had so many ingredients. Like he had jars full of stuff. Half of his table was taken up with his ingredients. He had like freeze-dried bananas and a fuckload of nuts that he was melting down, and judges basically said it was a bit overwhelming.
Looked quite messy when he opened it as well.
Yeah, they kind of dripped out, didn't they? That the things weren't set especially well.
And it's another instance of Sandro bringing in stuff from his family, like his, I think he said it's like his mum's banana cake recipe that's like doused in caramel. He does it. He's done it a lot.
Fuckload of caramel in it.
So much caramel in it. It looked very sickly.
I think they said the flavours were nice, but it was like too rich.
Yeah.
And like his mini Charlottes were not very mini. Like they were substantial in size. Mm. But the main thing to say about Sandro this week is Matt Lucas asked him about, you know, where did the name mini Charlotte come from? And Sandro, and this is no word of a lie, if you don't believe me, go watch the episode. He said, oh, it's because the name mini Alicia was taken. And I mean, I was
he
like,
knows you're out
what?
There, babe. He knows you're out there.
Sandro, if you're listening to this podcast, I appreciate the shout out.
You're going to have to fight Rebs though, aren't you?
I could definitely take Rebs.
I reckon you could take Rebs. I mean, she looks scrappy.
I just couldn't believe it. Mini Alicia's. If someone wants to create a baked good called the Mini Alicia, I would fucking love that. Make it cakey. Make it tasty.
Post it in our Discord, Dice and a Slice, links for which you can find at our link tree, linktr.ee/diceandaslice, DICENASLICE. Plug.
Seamless.
Seamless. Who else is there? Well, we've got Janoush, who made plums in chocolate mini Charlottes, which looked as though they were little bouquets because he chucked so many flowers on them.
Yeah, there was lots of little cute flowers around the top and little ribbons tied around. I thought it looked beautiful.
It looked
Paul
really
didn't
beautiful.
Seem to agree, but they no. did look beautiful. Paul is wrong.
Because Paul is a stinky man. Yeah.
He is a stinky man. And they said that the plum and the chocolate were really delicious together. They just hadn't set quite well. Like the chocolate mousse was a little bit too wet, I think.
And then, and that brings us to last week's star baker,
Shabira. She did some great little mini Charlotte. She did a peanut butter cheesecake with then like raspberry on top. And the judges were like, why would you put peanut butter cheesecake together with raspberry? Because that's not a common flavor combination. But apparently it was delicious.
Apparently
and Shabira said that people who have never had peanut butter are missing out on one of the most wonderful things in life. And I think that's true. I fucking love peanut butter.
How right you are, Shabira. People that don't like peanut butter are sad little men.
Yeah, but they loved it. They thought it was delicious. And they always say she comes at them with weird flavours and then she just fucking sells them on it because they're so good.
Really, really good. A lot of the flavours for this challenge were really good.
Mm.
But the mousse textures seems to let them down a bit.
Although they did love Sandro's base sponge.
Yes.
I mean, Prue said it's one of the best sponges she's ever had. Like, she took part of the sponge away with her.
Is high praise indeed.
Can we please talk about the technical? This might be one of my favourite technicals of all time.
I actually want to jump back to the intro.
Oh, of course. Yes, we'd forgotten about that.
Where the joke this week...
I don't think you can call it a joke. I think
Where the gag this week was that Matt had prepared Noel's hair in time for the patisserie week, and Noel came out wearing
meringue.
It just looked like, if you've watched Community, it looks like the hairpiece that Piers Hawthorne's dad wears.
Yeah,
that is the reference point you're getting.
It was like whipped cream meringue in kind of swirls on his head as some kind of helmet.
I'm just so sad about it.
Yeah. And you took us all there with you. We could have just moved past it, but nope. Josh wanted to drag it down
so that the absolute lunacy of the technical challenge could come through. Well, Alicia, the technical challenge. Let me paint you a word picture. Chocolate, hazelnut, raspberry, vertical tarts.
Woo.
I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting like high pillars.
I was expecting like towers.
Yeah. But towers we did not get.
No.
Instead, for the technical, our bakers had to make...
I mean, imagine a small hamster wheel, really, but made of pastry.
A small hamster wheel made of pastry.
Yeah.
They then had to make chocolate mousse discs, which they cut in half into semicircles. Sandro. Yeah. Which they cut in half into semicircles so that the pastry ring is half full of mousse.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have a strip of raspberry jelly over the cut side of the chocolate semicircle and then garnished with cream and raspberries and gold leaf and little chocolate discs. Which, of course, means that Abdul was in for a fighting chance.
They spent quite a while discussing what the technical was and what they'd have to do. I was just sat there like, what is a vertical tart? What is a vertical tart? I was imagining towers, columns, tall things. And then it cut to, because it always cuts away to Paul and Prue as they're eating a pre-made version of the technical, and they discuss, you know, what it contains. And I just saw this tart and was like, fuck, that is fucking cool.
I was absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, it's exactly like the handbag that Gia Gunn brings in when she's first on Drag Race.
That is a reference that that our audience will probably get, actually.
Hey, I hope some of you do, but that is exactly the vibe. And
yeah, it does. I've just Googled it. It does look exactly like Gia Gunn's hula hoop bag. Alicia, what an absolute pull.
Yeah. Do you know what? I love these technicals because from the description, I had no fucking clue what a vertical tart would look like. And obviously we don't get the specifics that they get, but it was really hard to picture. Also, I've never even seen a vertical tart like that. I've never seen it in a shop. I've never seen it in a bakery.
Most of the bakers had never seen one.
No.
So first things first, they had to make a shortcrust pastry ring with almond in it. Gives it a bit more flavour, but also makes it a much more delicate pastry. And then they had to blind bake it. Well, never in my life have I seen such fiascos with blind baking.
It was so funny. As much as we say, no one's ever seen this tart or knows what it is. There is a level of like, what I will call baker common sense. And although Shabira has in the past not had the baker common sense of, you know, feathering, what she did know was, hey, they provide them with all the things they need. They provided them with rice. And there was a clip of Yanoush saying, why is there rice here? And there's Shabira, and she's putting the rice. She's put some paper around the pastry and putting rice inside it, like you do with baking beads, so that the pastry has something to cook against. It keeps its shape. And it was very smart. Sandro just put his pastry in. But because Sandro's pastry was so thick, it actually held up. And I was rather impressed.
It was impressive.
That he didn't need anything.
If a bit terrifying.
Abdul didn't put any rice in, and his pastry was like falling apart.
It was really crumbly, and he just smushed it back in, and it seemed to kind of work for him.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't work well, but it did work for him.
And then Yanoush, you know, his were falling apart because they had nothing to lean against.
And so exactly.
he had to remake two of them because they'd just fallen apart. And then he remembered, oh, we've been given rice. But he forgot to put baking paper between his rice and his pastry. So he just dumped these fucking rice granules in the middle of his pastry. And then when he took it out, he was like, oh, there's rice stuck to my pastry.
Like, you have to feel for the guy.
It was so funny.
It was so funny.
I love technicals where everyone does something slightly different or everyone reinterprets something. I find them so interesting.
It was so stressful. And the mousse they made, I feel like only like Yanoush had made a mousse, and it was specifically a meringue mousse, which is where you whip up egg whites with sugar.
Oh, that was
and
stressful.
And then fold in melted chocolate. You're supposed to fold it in delicately to preserve the air bubbles. Well, most of them were going at this thing like the absolute clappers.
But this is the thing. They also said that if you don't mix it enough, you're going to see the egg white through, and then it's not going to set properly. So like
you can fold gently and mix thoroughly, but it's...
But it was interesting because we saw Yanoush's and went, you know, that's underdone. His hasn't set enough. But actually, turns out everyone else's was overset. Apparently more like a ganache than a mousse for most of them.
Which is a shame.
If we're talking about the mousse, we're going to have to talk about Sweet Sandro. Sweet Summer Child Sandro. Where the instruction said to cut
the
chocolate discs in half. And I feel like it specifically said something about a semicircle.
No, it did, because Sandro said semicircle out loud, didn't he?
But what Sandro did, whether he just didn't read it properly the first time, because it is a stressful situation, rather than cut his circle in half into two semicircles, he cut it in half, like so he had two circular discs, and then tried to put the disc in his tart, but it was too big, so I had to make his disc smaller, crammed it into this tart, and then it says to lay a strip of the jelly on top of the chocolate.
And
specifically a strip, because you know, it's like a straight rectangle across this circle, and he was trying to work out what the fuck a strip was. How does the strip go on top of this huge circular thing? How is it a vertical tart? And it just kept showing clips of him looking confused, and we're like going, Sandro, look around. Sandro, look at anyone else. Look
please,
at anyone
Sandro,
else's tart.
Please, Sandro, I'm begging you, please just look around. Have a thought, look around.
He suddenly reread the instructions slowly and kind of looking up and was like, oh, You could just see every cog turning that there was to turn.
His brain was really working very hard to try and work out where he'd gone wrong. It is one of my highlights of the season.
It was so good.
Would like to watch the Channel 4 Extra Slice.
Yeah.
Just to see the interview. Absolutely. With him, but I won't.
And the jelly was difficult to get on.
The jelly, it was supposed to contain fruit, sugar, and gelatin. What did Sandro do? Well, he added water, which made his extra wet, so it didn't set. All of them had difficulty with the jelly.
Oh, yeah,
Shabira
Sandro
pulled it off with aplomb. Shabira used
she's some cocktail sticks. To lay it on there, which was very clever.
Sandro's was just too wet.
It was just like slipping off.
It was more slime than it was jelly.
Thing, like, you know, these tarts are like, you know, if you put your fingers together to make a circle, like they're about that size, so they're not big. And having to like lay this jelly on and then like put the little cream on and put the half raspberries on and the gold leaf, like they've only got a very small space that they don't even have access to because it's within a ring. So it was really fiddly and incredibly difficult and just so entertaining to watch.
It was as entertaining as it was stressful.
As they carried them up to the desk, Abdul's fell over. So one of his tarts was not vertical.
And he didn't pick it back up.
I reckon
you're not allowed to touch them. Yeah, after they've said tools down, you got to put the tools down.
Yeah, I reckon they were like, oh, well, it's dropped now.
Yeah.
And it was so funny seeing them sat there because like Abdul's did look okay by the one that had fallen over. Shabira's looked great. Yanusha's were okay. But Sandro's looked a mess. Like from the outset, you could see
they were so clumsy and bumpy and lumpy and messy. It was very upsetting. Really, for like the semi-final, to have such...
They did pick a tough thing, though.
It was really hard. Really, really hard. And Abdul, like, in the last 10 seconds, yelled out, "I've never used gold leaf before," which is one of my
top
10
Abdul
moments.
Oh, don't touch it with your fingers, because he just had gold leaf stuck to his fingers.
It was very funny. It was a very funny technical.
Abdul's pastry was overdone, and his mousse was more like a ganache and very solid, but like... It had a nice almond flavour of the pastry.
Yes, that's true. I can't remember much of the feedback from this one. I was too wrapped up in my own emotions.
Shabira's was good. She had a better pastry. It was still quite ganache-y, but it looked very neat and tidy.
Yeah.
Yanush had... It was more like a mousse and, like, good flavour.
Yes, but his pastry was massively underbaked. Yeah.
Really underbaked, and it was falling apart a little bit in places. Mm-hmm. And Sandro's was just a mess. The mousse again was like a solid ganache.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So bottom was Sandro.
Yeah.
Because his were messy.
They were bad. They didn't taste great. They looked bad. Mm. You got to feel sorry for him. Then it was Yanush, who made good mousse. And I thought that would save him because the mousse seemed to be the difficult part of this challenge, oddly enough.
Yeah, but I think the fact that his pastry was so underdone offended the judges.
I get that.
Like, they looked pissed.
I was offended by it as well.
Then it was Abdul with his overdone pastry.
Yeah.
And then Shabira.
Your gal Shabira coming out top.
Also, in the technical, Noel said to Shabira, "What can I do to help you?" And she said, "Go away." Which, honestly, props to you, Shabira. Noel then left the tent and was like yelling at her from out the window. And I was like, good for you.
Tell
him to go and not distract you.
She said what we were all thinking.
I just love that she, no hole, like,
just
go away.
Leave me alone. So that brings us to the showstopper.
They had
to make a kroken, which is a Swedish patisserie dish. R.I.P. Maxi.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dead. I just think she needs the rest. Which is basically an almond-based pastry that can be done as like shoe pastry, or can be done like pastry sheets, made into a construct that had to stand at least 2 feet tall or 60 centimeters. They also had to use marzipan in it, I believe. It had to be freestanding, and let me tell you, I have never been so stressed. This season specifically has been pretty low stakes.
This
episode has had the highest stakes. Put those cows on bricks because the stakes have been raised.
Yeah. It was high stress for this show.
Really was. And let's begin with Yanush. Who made a Brighton Pride showstopper.
Also, a little fun fact for you all about Yanush. I saw this on socials the other day. He has been wearing for his t-shirts through Bake Off. Every week he's been wearing a different colour of the pride flag.
Love to see it, Yanoush.
It's just so cute, and I just think he's so adorable.
Well, he's been very clear and supportive of that throughout his time on Bake Off.
Very open, obviously making a point.
Yeah, and it's important. And it's such a big part of so many people's identities.
Yeah, so the bottom of his was like little pride flags. So they had like little isomalt windows with all the rainbow colours.
That's right, yes.
Which were beautiful. Like the colours in there were so
pretty. They came out really well. I can't remember if he had any flavourings in it.
And then he had his next layer was like these big giant hearts that had big isomalt middles, which was like blue and pink and white for like the trans flag.
I don't think it was specifically for trans.
It was specifically, because then the music notes were for the BAME community at the top.
Yes, you're right.
And he had little music notes because he loves music. And do you know what? It was, I will say, unfortunately, I think it got less pretty as you went up.
Yeah.
Like the bottom kind of flags like were beautiful, bright colours, really nice. The hearts were cute, but like the isomalt wasn't clear.
Mm.
The hearts weren't evenly distributed. Like there was like four one side and three the other, which is a really... I reckon that might have been a structural thing.
It was
a weird layout.
I reckon
it might have been a balance problem.
Yeah, it's like he put a lot of work into the base and then it like petered out towards the top.
And I think they said just there wasn't consistency in the bake. Like the heart bit was good, but it was underdone and a little bit chewy, which I think is kind of the goal. It's meant to be crispy on the outside and then like chewy and soft on the inside.
Yeah, he didn't have any sort of consistency over the bake this week.
Yeah. And I think like they liked the appearance, but it wasn't like all great. It was like the bottom was good and the middle was okay and the top was there.
Which means it all averages out to okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to Abdul's.
Who made a rocket ship.
He made a rocket ship. And I was worried it was going to look like a Christmas tree when they were talking about it.
It did look like a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
It just did.
It just needed some greenery to make it look like a Christmas tree, I suppose.
Because apparently one of his passions is space and the fact that we got to space.
Space.
Which is nice to learn something about Abdul. I feel like we don't know much about Abdul.
We don't know much about Abdul.
And it did look really good. He had lots of tiny circular isomalt windows all the way through that were like multicolored. And he'd made a little marzipan spacemen and marzipan stars that were like orange marzipan, which the judges loved.
Yeah, I would like to try orange marzipan.
His biscuit was good, like he had relatively good consistency. It looked very impressive, like it was very neat and very like symmetrical on the sides, and it was like put together very well. He did do an incredible job and the judges seemed very impressed.
Yeah.
I was sad that no one made a Kraken Kroken, because that would be my first instinct.
So what I think you should do for next year's Dice and a Slice anniversary is you should make a Kraken Kroken.
Oh, that's asking a lot for someone who doesn't have much baking skill.
Yeah, well, you've got a year and a half.
Next up.
Let's talk about Sandro.
They said to Sandro at the start, like, Sandro, we're expecting perfection. We're expecting, like, as neat as it can be. And bless him, he was really determined. Like, he really said, yeah, I really want to do well. I really want to do this. His thing was based on, like, his journey through life.
I think it's his family's journey.
And there was stuff from Africa, there was stuff relating to London, there was a Big Ben thing. A
tube station sign.
And he had a raspberry and pistachio, like, flavouring.
To his croquen, yeah.
But unfortunately, they said it was mostly raspberry flavoured. Like, he had lots of freeze-dried raspberry in it. They couldn't get pistachio.
Which is a shame.
Because he had, like, the raspberry bits in it, it looked kind of bitty, kind of like how wholemeal bread looks.
Yeah, it was exactly like that, yeah.
Which unfortunately gave it a very homey effect, and he didn't...
It just didn't look good.
No, he'd kind of just iced patterns onto
it. He'd iced patterns onto it to accentuate things that he wanted to highlight, and tried to get blue and red isomalt to like represent the English flag.
Mm-hmm.
But he just crammed it in. There was no finesse to it.
It was so wonky.
And then when they said, hands up, time's over.
Red isomalt.
The red isomalt fell out and onto the floor, just shattered everywhere.
He definitely said he was using his icing to cover where he'd stuck it together with caramel. And Sandro's caramel was like blood red. It was so burnt.
It was black. That caramel was black. There is no trying to save it.
And like it was thick as well because it had been burnt. So it wasn't like a smooth layer of like glue.
Yeah.
It was like lumps of glue in certain parts. And like when he was putting it together, he was balancing parts of his structure on cups. And it was this whole cup balancing act. And Josh and I were very stressed.
I think from almost all of the bakers, apart from Shabira, who we'll get to, there was a moment where something fell over and they caught it.
Mm.
It was so stressful. Yeah. So
really tough.
Very stressful. No me gusta.
But it was. I just thought Sandro's was really messy. Like, you know, they said the flavour, they got most of the raspberry, not much pistachio. I think they admired his attempt because he'd kind of done some different flavoured bits. Like the Africa had a different flavour, not that I can remember what it was.
There was a rhubarb and custard element to
Oh,
it,
that was the handle that was meant to be...
The handle was like a cup of tea handle, maybe?
Oh, right, maybe. Yeah, and so like there were some good flavours in there, but like it looked horrendous. I will say, for a semi-final showstopper, it looked incredibly messy. He'd just stuck some white icing on the side in some patterns and then stuck some flowers on there, which they weren't like iced flowers. They were like... either edible or just dried flowers that he just crammed on.
Just wasn't up to snuff at all.
No, not today.
A really disappointing showstopper from Sandra.
Yeah, it was. And then we come to Shabira.
Wonderful Shabira, who is not tall enough to touch the top of her croquet.
She had to bring a stool.
It was very sweet.
It was so wholesome.
Her croquen, by the way, was a DNA double helix.
Wildly impressive.
To conceptualize it, astounding. To pull it off, even better. So at the base, she had these little chromosomes. I can't remember any of the flavors, unfortunately. I think one was an almond croquen, one was a pistachio croquen, I think.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I think the chromosomes must have been the almond one. They're like little X's at the bottom that were holding up this entire structure.
Yeah, it was holding up a disc of this croquen. Again, it was all croquen, all edible. There were no non-edible components to it,
yeah,
which is the most impressive bit.
She basically had what was kind of like chocolate fingers going round in this spiral, and she had these long that looked like breadsticks in the middle. It was all croquen that were like the central structure that she was then sticking them round to. So it was like this giant 3D thing. And Yanusha, I kindly helped her like actually put it on the top because... It was very delicate. But it steadied. And like the decoration was so fucking neat.
It was really neat. It was really, really neat. I think easily it was the most beautiful one there.
Yeah. Like she had all the letters, the GATC kind of dot along it. She had little dots and different colours and little hearts. And it was just all so precisely done.
Really,
like when you put hers next to Sandro's, it looked like hers was like a finalist thing and his was like a week one thing.
Yeah.
Not to shit on Sandro, because he tried really hard and he had lots of different elements that he was working with. But in terms of just the presentation, Shabira's was so good.
I agree. So going into the judging.
Unfortunately with Shabira's, because hers was lots of like thin, small, finger-sized biscuits going all the way up, that was lots of, like, it wasn't one whole bake, that was lots of separate bakes. So some of her biscuits were more overdone, some were more underdone.
Yes, there was a lack of consistency.
There wasn't like consistency between the bakes and like the flavouring. But like, they were delicious and like good, but they just weren't consistent depending which bits you got.
They were good, they weren't great.
Yeah. But they were very impressed by the structure itself.
It was an impressive, in terms of like an engineering feat, it was very impressive.
Mm.
But then brings us kind of to the judging, really.
So there was a very clear top two this week, Shabira and Abdul fighting it out for Star Baker. They really loved Abdul's showstopper, and Shabira had kind of slayed every single challenge.
Yeah, she slayed the house down boots.
Which left Sandro and Yanush on the chopping board.
So what I will say, on the Wikipedia, they have a chart listing judges' least favourite baker, but wasn't eliminated. Sandro, for the past 2 weeks, has been the judges' least favourite, but not eliminated.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, whereas Yanush has only been that once this season.
Oh, what a fun
Shabira
thing.
Has also been it once this season. Abdul has avoided that honour.
Abdul has managed to coast pretty well.
He's coasted pretty damn well this season.
So I get the good job this week of announcing the Star Baker for our semi-final and securing themselves a place in the Bake Off final of 2022 was... Abdul this week.
Good job, Abdul.
And I must say, he did smash the showstopper. Really, Shabira should have won in terms of overall, but I think they wanted him to have a Star Baker to take into the final because everyone else had one. So I think in order for him to be there, they wanted him to have that.
Which means that I've got the bad job this week of letting you guys know who's gone home. And it's between one competitor who's had two Star Bakers and one competitor who's had one Star Baker. The baker leaving the tent this week is Yanush.
Which, honestly, guys, the whole time we've been recording this, I've had to stay real fucking
shocked.
Calm. I'm so angry.
Absolutely outraged.
I was trying, and I was like, hey, I can't give off any bias. And like, it might have seemed like we were shitting on Sandro a bit. It's because Sandro this week was objectively worse.
Sandro was the worst baker this week.
Failed the technical. His signature had negatives about it. And his showstopper was so messy. He burnt his caramel. Come on, bud.
You cannot burn your caramel in the ceremony. It's, like, we're angry about it. We were shocked.
I know
scandalized.
Maybe wasn't perfect, but his at least looked like a showstopper, and there were elements of it that were really good. And I just cannot fathom that they have fucking sent Janoush home.
Yeah. Like, absolute scandal.
I want a riot. I want a recount.
We were fuming last year's semi-final because that was when Jürgen went out.
Maybe they just hate men with names that begin with J.
Absolutely scandalized.
I'm just really upset. I feel like Janoush really deserved a space. He used his time in the tent to really talk about stuff that he was passionate about and talk about LGBTQIA plus people and all of that stuff that I think is so important.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it was fair for him to go. So Janoush, if you're listening, we love you and we think you should be in the final.
Sorry, bud.
And Sandra, if you're listening, can you make something called a mini Alicia?
Which means next week
it's the final. Bop, bop, bop.
It's the final,
which honestly we don't really know what is coming into it, but it's where they bring all their family and friends there at the end, and it's all very dramatic. And what do they win? They win a plate.
Who is going to win? A 29-year-old electronics engineer, a 32-year-old cardiovascular research associate, or the hottest man I've ever seen, a 30-year-old nanny?
My money's on Shabira. And my heart is with Shabira.
My money is also on Shabira. Shabira deserves to win.
Yeah, she does.
So we will find out next week on Dice and an Extra Slice.
Yeah.
Bye, lovely people.
Bye.
I'm very happy, Jürgen, indeed.
No, Janoush.